The Mishnah Chof Chesam and Aleph assumes that Tumtum and Androgynous are both a Sofik Zohar, Sofik Nekeva. And Tosis points out in Dibra Maschal Shenemar that there's a difference. The Tumtum is a Sofik in Metzias, whether it's a Zohar Nekeva. So if you can remove the membrane covering over the Eber Ha'ervo, you will discover either it's a Zohar Vada and a Keva Vada. The androgynous Tosis assumes that it has a din of a Sveka Dedina. Yeah. So today, the common practice is that all over the world, when a baby is born as an androgynous, so they fly the baby to Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, and they determine whether it has an X chromosome or a Y chromosome, and they make the surgery accordingly. They decide that half of the androgynous and Azocha, half an androgynous and on a cave. So Tosfos says, not so. Tosfos Shenemar says, the first medium-sized line in Shenemar says, V'kulam shoven. All the androgynous are the same. Either they're all Azocha or they're all a cave. It's not that some of them are Azocha, some of them a cave. How does Tosfos know Kulam shoven? Because in the previous Tosfos, they quoted about 10 lines from the end of the previous Tosfos, the Ramaskal on Rab Nachman, they quote from Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tes, Androgynous motzias minoi, tumta meina motzi leis mina, lo sheina mina. As tumta, one tumta may be a zocha, one may be in a keva. So if a woman is not mechuyib in tekeh shoifa, because it's a mitzvah, says a shazman groma. So when mishena mechuyib bedover, and motzias harab in the dechai vosan, if the best baltekeya in the shul is a woman, so you don't let her blow shofar for the men, because she's not mechuyib bedover, so she can't be motzi the men. By kiddush, the Gemara said the women are just as mechuyib as the men at kiddush. So strictly speaking, the wife can be motzi the husband. Just says in the Mishnah Berurah, tova me'era. The Gemara says if the husband is not, he doesn't know how to daven, he doesn't know how to say kiddush, and the wife has to say kiddush for him. So tova lo me'era. He's supposed to be more learned than his wife, not to rely on the wife. But women are mechuyev in kiddush, but women are not mechuyev in tkiyah shofar, so the woman cannot blow shofar for a man. So tumtum cannot be moitzi another tumtum. Maybe the baltekeya is an isha, and maybe the shameya is a zachar. But androgynous says moitzi esmini, he can blow for himself and he can be moitzi another androgynous. All the androgynous and have the same din. So the shaila is, do we have the right to change the psak halacha today? In the days of the Tanam, they probably never heard of this. The X chromosome with the Y chromosome. So many assume, we assume by shrutzim, if you have a sheretz, that's not nirlei nayim, so that's not awesome. A rabbi shrutzim, and all the food that you eat, there are shrutzim that are not nirlei nayim. So Dor HaShulchan writes, there are millions of shrutzim and all the food we eat. Whatever's not near Elohim doesn't count. So the X chromosome or the Y chromosome, also not near Elohim. So that's why I think most assume that we follow the Gemara. We don't, that it's not permissible to go to Johns Hopkins. Maybe you should do some surgery. I don't know what. But to declare that the child is now a Zohar Vada, a Keva Vada, because we decided based on the chromosomes, that seems to be clearly against the Gemara. And I think most assume that we have no right to disagree with the Tanoim. And the reason why is because whatever's not there, Lainaim, doesn't count. Here the Tosfos, the second Tosfos, Shenemar, is bothered with Akasha. If you look in the Tosfos V'Harosha, they quote quite a few Gemaras. In the previous Tosfos, they just quote one Gemara has this, but the Tosfos V'Harosha quotes a lot of Gemaras. The Gemara says, "It's d'chra l'mute sveka." Does it make sense to have a pasuk that's going to tell you what the din is in a makom sofek? Why doesn't it make sense to have a pasuk that tells you what the din is in a makom sofek? So Tosfos explains, human beings are human. We're not infallible. We're not omniscient. We don't know everything. So there are a lot of things we don't know what the facts are. You don't know what the facts are. So the Torah has to tell us what's the din when we know all the facts. And the Torah tells us what's the din if we don't know all the facts. So by Mammon, Hamboitzim, Machaber, Olav, Harayin, Sofik, Darayis, Eluchum, Sofik, Darabban, Kula, a lot of psokim, a lot of piska, alocha, How to paskma, you don't know all the facts. But the Torah is going to tell us how to paskma, you don't know what the din is. So break your head and sit and learn in the base medrash and figure out the din. The Torah is not going to tell us how to paskma, you don't know what the din is. So that's what Tosfos distinguishes. The Tosfos Rosh quotes around five Gemaras like that, where the Gemara has such a lashon. All the cases go on a sveka de dina. So there is an interesting Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. Mishnah says that mitzvahs hatluyos baretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. They're not noig in chutz l'aretz, with a few exceptions. So one of the exceptions to the rule is orla. Even though the pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, Kisavoy al haaretz and entitim kol eitz machal, it says beferish Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says mehalocha and lamet ches on the base. The Gemara quotes in Kiddushin. The Gemara says orla is noig b'chutz l'aretz mehalocha. So then the Gemara says mehalocha. What does that word mean? So that's a machlokes amoraim, where the halacha means halacha l'moshe misinai, in which case it's a real din deraisa, halacha l'moshe misinai. Or it's Mehilchas Medina, it's the Rabbana. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, there are Mishnayos that say Beferish, that Safek Orla B'chutz La'aretz is Mutar. So the Gemara says, Bishleima, if you hold that it's Mehilchas Medina, Orla B'chutz La'aretz only with the Rabbanan. So that's a din, that Safek the Rabbanan L'kula. But if you hold that it's Halacha Moshe Messina is a Daraisa. So why don't we apply the regular klal that Safek Daraisa L'chumer? So the Gemara answers, no, kach demer halacha. That's the halacha. That's safek orla b'chutz la'aretz mutar. What does that mean? So that's a further machloika. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos attacks the Rambam, that the Rambam understood the Gemara to mean that every case of safek halacha Moshe Mesinai is l'kula. Ramban says it's not correct. It's only this one particular case of orla b'chutz la'aretz. It doesn't apply to every other halacha Moshe Mesinai. Where is the Rambam that the Ramban is attacking? Where did the Rambam, maybe the Rambam is innocent? What is he picking on the Rambam? Where is the Rambam? He doesn't tell you where the Rambam is. Doesn't tell you. So some of the Sfardi Shachranim write, the Rambam happens to be in Hilchas Mikvois. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Mikvois that says if someone was tame in his tovel in a mikveh, Sofik, whether the mikveh has memso, Sofik, it doesn't have memso. Sofik, if it's maim shuvim, Sofik, it's not maim shuvim. But that, maim shuvim is not the same thing. Whenever there's a Sofik, so you go to Chumrah. So the Rambam sort of implies, when the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, he sort of asks a question and he gives the answer without explicitly asking the question. So the Rambam is bothered with the question that the whole need for Memsor is only Halacha Moshe Messina. So if it's only... So why don't we go Lekula? So the Rambam is asking, Sofek Halacha Moshe Messina should be Lekula. So the Rambam answers that there are two kinds of Halacha Moshe Messina. Sometimes there's Halacha Moshe Messina or Lebechutz L'Oretz. Mamash Yesh Meyayin Halacha Moshe Messina. The Pasuk says, Kizavoy El Ha'oretz. So this is in Ganser, the new halacha Moshe Messina. So there you go, the kula. Or other halachs, let's say, Nisach HaMayim Bechag, there are different opinions in the Gemara, how you know, so it's many Tanoim, or of the opinions, halacha Moshe Messina. Brand new halacha Moshe Messina. So then you go, the kula. But if the nature of the halacha Moshe Messina is that the pshat in the chumash, when it says you have to be tovel in a mikveh, pshat in a mikveh is memsoah, the halacha Moshe Messina is halacha hamifareshes. It's not a halacha hamachadeshes. That's what Abraham has in the Sefer. Two kinds of halacha Moshe Messinai. So then the Rambam says, that's like a sveka deraisa l'chumer. So from the fact that the Rambam was bothered with the question in the first place and he felt it necessary to give an answer, that must be the Rambam that the Ramban was picking on. The Ramban doesn't tell you. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos doesn't tell you which Rambam. He just says the Rambam misunderstood. The Rambam thought that every Sofik halacha Moshe Messina is l'kula, and he disagrees. It's only kach nemar halacha, it's part of this halacha Moshe Messina. Sofik arlo b'chutz l'aretz is mutter, and vaday arlo b'chutz l'aretz is os. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if arlo b'chutz l'aretz is really halacha Moshe Messina, so that means it's really a din deraisa, so you should go l'chumre. So why do we have a Mishnah that says, Mishnah say Sofik arlo b'chutz l'aretz is l'hakel? Gemara says Kach Nemar Halacha, and two versions what that means. The Rambam and the Ramban, two versions what it means. So there's a Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, where the Gemara says that Kol Amekel Baaretz Halacha Kamoisa Bechutz Lord, that Sofik Orlo Bechutz Laaretz doesn't only apply when you have a Sofik in Mitzias, what the facts are. I go to the store and I buy some fruits. I don't know. They tell me where they brought the fruits. I don't know when they planted the tree. Maybe it's within Shnos Orla, maybe it's after Shnos Orla. So that's a Safek Orla B'chutz Lord. But what if it's a Safek, a Sfek Edina? What if there's a Machloike Satanoim, and in Eretz Yisrael we would Pasch in L'chumra? So what do you say, B'Safek Orla B'chutz Lord, and a Sfek Edina? So the Gemara says, Kol HaMekol Ba'aretz, if there's a Machloike in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's only the minority opinion, L'hokel, and we don't accept it in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, we're machmir, because Orlo is a befavor Shepasik, but Kol HaMekol Ba'aretz, halachik kamasa b'chutz l'aretz. So Rashi says, why is it halachik kamasa b'chutz l'aretz? Because Orlo b'chutz l'aretz is only mid the Rabbanon. So the Achronim ask on Rashi, why did he say it's only mid the Rabbanon? The Gemara says in Kiddushin, on Daf Lamaches and Beis. The Gemara asked that Kasha, if Orlo b'chutz l'aretz halachik kamasa misina, so why do you say Safek Orlo b'chutz l'aretz is mutter? So the Gemara says, Kach nem halacha. So how does Rashi know Kol HaMekol Ba'aretz halacha kamosa b'chutz l'aretz is because Orla b'chutz l'aretz is Rabbanan. Maybe it's halacha Moshe Messina. So the Mishkan Es Yankev has in a sefer on brachas a pshat and Rashi. He thinks that it's based on this idea that Tosis says over here. What do you mean? Safek Orla b'chutz l'aretz. Safek and Metzias, we're human beings. There are going to be a lot of cases we don't know what the facts are. So we have halacha. The Torah tells us how to be noig when you don't know what the facts are, because human beings a lot of times won't know what the facts are. But the Torah is not going to tell us what the din is when you have a sfeik of the din. Break your head and figure out what the din is. The Tanoim couldn't figure it out, so you figure it out. You break your head. So the fact that the Gemara says Kol HaMekol Ba'aretz Halacha Kamosa B'chutz L'aretz, that that's considered, even though we in Eretz Yisrael the Raiv Paskin L'chumra. That's why in Eretz Yisrael we paskan the Chumra and a certain machloikas. But still, b'chutz l'aretz we would be meiko. So the Ran on the Rif there in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin formula, he coins an expression. He says, when you have a machloikas, yochad v'rabim, we don't assume, so we paskan like the rabim, we don't assume that the yochad made a mistake. We consider it a safik koldu. So safik koldu who is enough to be meiko in orla b'chutz l'aretz. So if it's a sveiket edina, Taisus says that's when the Gemara says there are no halachas. The halacha is not going to tell us how to paskin when you have a sveka de dina. Break your head and figure out what the din is. So the fact that the Gemara applies sofer gola b'chutz l'aretz even to a sveka de dina must be based on the assumption that the whole din of gola b'chutz l'aretz to begin with is only mid the rabbanon. Interesting. So the Mishkan is Yankif wants to be medayik from that Rashi. The Rashi holds halacha because that's a din in the Gemara. He wants to be medayik from that Rashi. The Rashi paskins la'alocha that oil of chutz l'aretz is only the Rabbanan. He doesn't know that it's halacha Moshe Messina. In Shulchan Aruch, most of the Rishonim hold that oil of chutz l'aretz is that Raisa, halacha Moshe Messina. And you still say, sveika l'hokal by sveika l'dina. So the Mishkan Zankim thinks, based on this Tosfos, that that's why Rashi was forced into interpreting that it's only the Rabbanan. The Gemara on Amud Beis discusses a pasuk, but they don't quote Mizachem and Dekevet Tushalechu. They don't quote the whole Gemara. It's an Erevin Kuf Dalan Amud Beis. So the Gemara says they're an Erevin. The Gemara learns that from this pasuk, Adrosha of the Torah Shabbat, that Kol Dabash Ein Latar B'Mikveh Ein Anase Av Hatuma. What is a Dabash Ein Latar B'Mikveh? So in principle, there are four categories of things that are mekabel tuma. That's the first daf in Bava Kama. Adam mekelim, ochlam amashkin. Not all adam are mekabel tuma. A nochri is not mekabel tuma. Kelim, not all kelim are mekabel tuma. Either you have kle glolim, kle abonim, kle adama, not mekabel tuma. But most kelim are mekabel tuma. Ochlam amashkin, not all ochlam amashkin are mekabel tuma either. Only Michael Adam. If it's Michael Behemoth, it's not Roy the Michael Adam. So it says Beferish and Shulchan Aruch that it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's the last of the Mar Mekayim. It's a Simon Tov Reish Chav Tes and Hilchas Suke. that the schach has to be gedule karka tolish and dobish any mekabel tuma. So the Mechaber writes that Michael Behemah is not mekabel tuma, only Michael Odom. The Mishnah Berurah spells it out, but it's beferish in the Mechaber like that. Ochel Mamashkim are two different categories. You don't say food that's roi l'achila. There's a difference between Ochel Mamashkim. Ochel Maron and Mekabel Tumah, if you had Hechsha, Kyuta, Mayim, Alzera. And Mashkim, the Gemara has a losh, and Mashkim Alulim, Mekabel Tumah, Mashkim are more susceptible to Kabbalah's Tumah, Mekabel Tumah, even if it didn't have Hechsha Mashkim. You don't have to have Hechsha Mashkim. And you can't say that the Mashkim are Machsha themselves. Maybe Mashkim are always Machsha themselves. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. What if you have orange juice or apple juice, you have some kind of mashke, make peiris. It's not for the Zayin mashkim. The only mashkim that are machshe the Kabbal Tumah, Yad Shoch Adam, the Zayin mashkim. The other make peiris or not. So the Ravid's opinion, all make peiris on the Kabbal Tumah and Atara also. The Rambam says only the Zayin mashkim on the Kabbal Tumah. So maybe you can say that the mashkim are machshe themselves. But that's the Losh and the Gemara. Mashkim alulim lekabel tumah. Mashkim are more susceptible to kabbalas tumah that they don't even need hechsher. So there are four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. The Gemara says on the first daf in Baba Kama, daf beis hamin aleph, that there's a difference between odem mekelim and ochlam mashkim. Odem mekelim could only be mekabel tumah from an av hatumah or above. What's above has something higher than an avatumah. So we assume a mace. We call a mace avi avos hatumah. One who attends a funeral, whenever you have tumah transmitted from one to the other, so we assume that told the same lavke to them. The tumah, when it's transmitted, goes down a madrega. That's what the Tosfos seems to have understood, that that's the pshat in the Gemara. Whenever you transmit the tumah, told the same lavke to them, and that's a nachlas David has like that. On the first daf in Baba Kama, he explains that there are two types of Ovis and Toldos. Ovis and Toldos by Melech HaShabbos, you're talking of Ovis and Toldos by Nezikin, there are categories. There are Lamates Ovis Melechas, there are Ovis Nezikin, there are categories. And then there are activities that are similar to those Ovis that have, since it's sufficiently similar, it's a Tolda, has Toldos Henkayesman, has the same din. And by the Ovis Nezikin, whenever you have Avnas Akinim Asash and Nichim Rosh Gadol and so on, whenever sufficiently similar to the Av, has the same din. Ovis and Toldos by Tumah means you transmitted the Tumah from one to the other. So whenever it's being transmitted, so Hasvar and Hasenah said it goes down a Madrig. So that's what Tosis has on the first Av in Baba Kama, the base on the base. How can you say that by Tumah it's always the case, always has to be told the same Lab Kayotze Behem? What about the din of Cherev Hareu Kecholo? Special din only applies to Tumas Meis. And if you have either a Kli Mateches or a Kli, Machlekes HaRishayim, Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, Machlekes the Ramam and the Raivu, which Kelim and the Shachan Yerodeh quotes that it's a Machlekes, when do you apply this din of Cherev Hareu Kecholo? So by Tumas Meis, if the Tumah is transmitted to a Kli Mateches or to perhaps to another Kli, also any other Kli, so the level of Tumah doesn't go down. So Tosi has the kasha, but it's against the rule. The rule is that told the same has to be lab kayotze behem. That's how Tosi is understood, like that Nachlas David. So Tosi says, no, it does go down a madrega. It does go down, because even though if a mace is in contact with the cherev harei kecholo, the cherev harei kecholo will be avi avos hatumah, but it can't make another cherev harei kecholo. So it did go down a little bit. The original mace can make a cherev harei kecholo, and the cherev harei kecholo, that cherev harei kecholo cannot make another cherev harei kecholo. So it does go down a little bit. It's not on the same level of tumah. That's a simple kasha against Rabbi Gorin, who was a super genius. So he came up with a fluky kula for Kohanim to go to medical school. Kohanim to be mitami lemeisim, that we pass and there's a machlokes in the Rishon, where the kohen is prohibited from coming in contact with the cherev harei kecholo. So the pesach hamekubal on Shulchan Aruch is that it's muta. The kohen is only prohibited to come in contact with a meis, a kohen and a nozer. Not allowed to come in contact with a meis. But if it's only cherev harei kecholo, it's tumas meis, but it's not atzmos or meis. So there's no prohibition for the kohen to come in contact. So Rabbi Gorin had a suggestion let the Kohen wear a watch that someone was wearing when he went to a funeral, and the watch is metal, so the holiday is that's Cherev Arei Kacholo, and the Kohen is allowed to do that. We pass on Shulchan Aruch, that's Mutter. And then, since it has the same din like a mace, so there's no Isser if you're holding on, let's say the Kohen is metame to a mace right now, let's say one of the Zayin Kroy, so the Kohen is in the hearse, he's going in the hearse with the mace, with one of the Zayin Kroy, he wants to touch another mace at the same time. So that's Hetagom, is not being mace of Tumal Tumasa. So he tines over here, if the Kohen is holding on to the watch, he's wearing the watch that's made from metal, the Scherev HaRei Kacholo, if he's going to touch a real mace, it's not going to be mace of Tumal Tumasa. So that's very questionable, like Tosfos said, Scherev HaRei Kacholo is slightly lower than a mace mamish. Otherwise it would be a tiyuft against the din. They're told the same by Tumah, has to be Lavka Yezma. The Tumah always has to go down a Madrig. So Cherev HaRei Kacholo is not the same level Tumah. That's why Rabbi Gorin's suggestion has not been accepted. So it's interesting. We usually have a din called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. All the dinim deRabbanan, a pattern after dinim deraisa, the building blocks of halachas, all the dinim deRabbanan blend in to become the Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah. It sounds like he says all the dinim deRabbanan blend in to become part of the Torah Shebaal Peh Min HaTorah. And if you learn dinim deRabbanan, the choyves hagabah to observe the dinim deRabbanan is only midRabbanan. But a cheftzah shel Torah, it is on the level of deraisa. So one would be in fulfillment of Talmud Torah deraisa when you learn the dinim deRabbanan. And the building blocks of all the dinim deRabbanan have to be concepts that exist on the level of deraisa. So that's why the Gemara usually says, "Call the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun." So the Gemara has in Shabbos Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, when the Chachamim introduced the Gzeira of Muktzeh, what was the reason why they prohibited Tiltul Muktzeh? So Tiltul Muktzeh is an Issa Shema Yotzi. So why they only prohibit Muktzeh? They shouldn't allow you to move anything. No, that would make life impossible. You have to eat food on Shabbos, you have to take off your clothes, put on pajamas, you have to wake up in the morning, put on your clothes, you have to put on a towel. They can't prohibit handling everything. How do they decide what they should prohibit and what not? So the Gemara says they patterned it after the Hilchas Kabbalah's Tumah. The fourth categories of things that are Makabal Tumah, the Mekele Mochel Mashkim, those are significant things that people have the Hishtamshes, or the Mekele Mochel Mashkim. So those are never Muktzeh. But whatever is neither Odom, Kelim, Ochel, none of the above, so it doesn't have any Hishtamsha, so that's Muktzah, so they prohibited you from handling it, Shema Yotzi, lest you'll carry it into the street. It's interesting, Gemara. So even though the Dinim of Muktzah were introduced pattern after the Dinim of Kabbalah's Tumah, it's not 100% the same. Let's say Kelim. Kelim, if it's Kle Glolim, Kle Avonim, Kle Adoma, is not the Kabbal Tumah, but it's still not considered Muktzah. It is a Kli, it is a Kli. So it's not 100% the same. The Gemara says, Kli Kulolim, Kli Avonim, Kli Adamah is good for Netilus Yadayim, even though you have to do Netilus Yadayim from a Kli. And it has a din of Maim Shehuvim. If the water was contained in a Kli Kulolim, Kli Avonim, Kli Adamah, it's a Xavis HaKosim, it's not the Kabbal Tumah. Or let's say, Ochel Mamashkim. Ochel Mamashkim, if it's Michael Behemoth, it's not Mekabal Tumah. But nonetheless, the Tosfos and Beitzer, Dafchaf Aleph and Beis, points out that Michael Behemoth is not Muktzeh. What do you mean? You can't feed your animal? You can't feed your animal hay. The hay is Michael Behemoth, it's not Michael Behemoth, it's not Mekabal Tumah. But still, since it's Michael, so they stretched a little bit, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Tikkun. Same thing, you're going to say, Anochri is Muktzeh. Anochi doesn't have any Hishtam. Anochi is not Mekabal Tumah, but he's still a human being. So these four categories, Odom, Mekele, Mokal, and Mashkin, these are the four categories of things that are Mekabal Tumah. So the Gemara has a Klal, and Erev and Kufdal, and the basic Gemara here alludes to part of the Klal, not the whole Klal. But the Klal in the Gemara is, Kol Dov Shein Lo Tarah B'Mikveh Eina Nasa Av HaTumah. So the Gemara says, what has Tara b'mikveh? Odom v'kelim. Ochel mamashkim don't have Tara b'mikveh. So Ochel mamashkim can never be in Av HaTumah. So Rashi, in a few places, in the Maamar Kamus, I wrote down one Rashi. The Rashi in Beitza, Daf Yud Zayin, and Beitza in Maschav, Shavin, Shem, Meshikin. But it's a Rashi in quite a few Masechtas. Very often the Gemara will mention the din of hashoke, if you have mayim tamein, water that's tamei, you want to be mitired, so you do hashoke, you take the container of water, you lower it into a mikveh, so that the water is, the meha mikveh is touching the mayim inside the container. So that's hashoke, so the mayim becomes tohar. So Rashi is bothered with the kasha. Why does the Gemara make a statement that Ochlam and Mashkim never have tarab and mikveh, mayim has tarab and mikveh? So Rashi very often will ask this question. He always gives the same answer, that hashoke by mayim is mitar. It's not a din of tefillah in a mikveh. It's a din of zriya, that there's a pasuk in Novi that the Gemara happens to quote in the beginning of Baba Kama, zareya mayim al panei chutzos, that when you have water and you pour it into a puddle, it's considered as if you did zriya. So whenever you have, let's say you have a potato or an apple that became tamei, if you plant it in the ground and it takes root, when it has zriya in the ground, then it becomes tahar. It's no longer an oichel. When it's mechubel lekarka, it's no longer an oichel. So when you pour water into a puddle, you pour water into a puddle, not that the water had tefillah in a mikveh, it's considered zriya. In biblical Hebrew, it's called zareya mayim. So it's tahar because of zriya, but it's not that it has tahar in mikveh. So the Gemara has the kal, called obisheni b'kabal tumeh, and anase av hatumeh. So oichel mamashkin can never become an av hatumeh. Klicheris, also the Gemara says, Klicheris hagzeris hakosva, has no tarab in mikveh. Once it becomes tomei, the only way to remove the tumah is by breaking it, shvira. In order, if you break a kli, it's no longer a kli, it's not useful, so it's not mekabel tumah, and it can't retain the tumah that it had, that it got from before. So the Gemara says, let's say there's a mace in a room, and there are other mekelim ochel mamashkim in the room. So the mace is abi habois hatumah, and whoever can will become an av hatumah. The tumah only goes down one madrega. But if you have ochel mamashkin, they can never become an av hatumah. So the tumah jumps down two madregas. It becomes a rishon tumah, ochel mamashkin. And the klicheris that's in the room also, ein anasa, ein lo tarab in v'ekve, ein anasa av hatumah. So the other kelim in the room will become an av hatumah. All the klicheris, the china dishes, will become a rishon tumah. The tumah will go from avi avos. Instead of going to become an av hatumah when you transmit it, it'll go down to become a rishon tumah. That's the din in the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos on Makuk Chav Gimel Amin Aleph has a machloikas Abai v'Rava about the details of this called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, the Raisa Tikkun. When the Chachamim instituted the din of the prohibition of Isa Tilta Mukta, so they pattern after the din the Raisa of these four things on the Kabbal Tumah. But it's not 100% the same. Odom is not Muktzeh, even though he's an Achri. And Michael Behema is not Muktzeh, even though it's not Roy Lekabal Tumah. So that's a Shaila. What about Kelim? So let's say Kle Glolim, Kle Avonim, Kle Adoma are 100% Kelim. So they're not Muktzeh, even though they're not Lekabal Tumah, because it belongs to the same category of Kelim. What if you have a Kli that's missing a little bit? So there's a detail Machloikz there. By Verove, how far do you go with this comparison, the Kain, the Rasatika, and how far do you go? Maybe it's like Klei Glorim, Klei Avonim, Klei Adam. So that's a detail, Machloikas Abai V'Rabbi. So these are important dinim. There's the ABCs of Hilchas Kabbalah, too. Okay. Okay.